ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Sonic booms over Washington as fighter jets were scrambled to respond to a civilian jet flying toward the Capitol. The plane was unresponsive. The fighter jets reported the pilot appeared unconscious. The plane eventually crashed in a mountainous area of Virginia. Ukraine stepping up strikes on Russian forces ahead of its expected counteroffensive. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner optimistic about Ukraine's chances.
The upcoming offensive, they're ready for, they're trained for, they're equipped for, and Russia is not.
U.S. defense officials and NATO have vowed to support Ukraine's needs during the offensive. Indian officials blaming a faulty electronic signaling system for Friday's train wreck that killed at least 275 people. An arson investigation underway Sunday after a fire damaged a nearly 100-year-old church in Los Angeles for the second time in 2 years. Fire officials say the fire occurred at St. John's United Methodist Church as it was undergoing repairs from the previous fire. This is ABC News. Prince Harry is set to become the first British royal to take the witness stand in a courtroom in more than a century, as he's expected to testify in a lawsuit against the Mirror Group, a cluster of British tabloids. Harry accuses the papers of gathering information through illegal means like phone hacking.
Harry's lawyer accuses the newspaper group of unlawfully gathering information on, quote, an industrial scale, saying it was a flood of illegality being approved by senior executives, managing editors, and members of the board. The Mirror Group newspapers say they found the information through lawful reporting. One of those managing editors being accused, Piers Morgan. Morgan has denied publishing stories based on illegally obtained voice mails.
ABC's Lama Hassan. After nearly a decade of hosting, Chuck Todd has announced he'll be leaving NBC's Sunday political show Meet the Press. In his announcement, he effectively said he was stepping away to focus on his family. He will be replaced in the coming months by Kristen Welker. I'm Mark Remillard. ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Strawberry, turtle, grasshopper, so many delicious flavors of cheesecake bars. Is your mouth watering yet? Well, good. Order your bars or bakery items now from Justine's Just Bakery in Madison. Along with feeding your cheesecake craving, you'll be supporting a special training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Justine's Just Bakery. Call 608-598-0042. 608-598-0042. Changing lives, changing the community. Justine.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
ABC News, I'm Mark.